You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, whenever, wherever you may be listening from. I'm John Vogel, and welcome into The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. So, let's get into some of this here. It's Tuesday. The SEC schedule dropped yesterday. We'll talk about that. Ran a poll for the first time for the show on Twitter. We'll talk about that too. Among many other things. But first, I hope you all are having a great day. I hope that everything goes well for you. I hope that no matter what struggles you may be going through life, that you will find the strength to get through it and remain strong, come out stronger. With that all being said, let's start to get into some of this. I want to start today with the Big Ten. And the reason that I want to start with the Big Ten is because this has been a point of contention on Twitter and across the country ever since the Big Ten decided that they weren't going to play football in the fall of 2020. They would look to pick up the season in the spring, which isn't very smart on many levels. There's a lot of problems with that. You're trying to fit two seasons into 1 year. Football is a very physical sport. It's not designed for that type of workload on the players. You know, where you would be looking at having them play around 24, 25, maybe 26 games in a single year. That's a lot. It's a lot to put on one player, on especially not just a team. So, as we talked about yesterday, Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback, did a great job, came out with a petition asking for support, a signature for the Big Ten to reinstate their 2020 season in the fall, as of present time. And this is about 6:30 Tuesday morning. There are 265,854 signatures. There are still several people signing per minute. These are good numbers. If you kind of do the math there and you figure 25% of the Big Ten's attendance, that's pretty much a week. Pretty much a week in the Big Ten at 25%. So there's interest. The Big Ten should be monitoring this. Now, we ran a poll yesterday on the John Vogel Show page. That is at Show Vogel. We ran a poll asking you guys what you think, if you think they should play football in the Big Ten this season. 77% of you said, yes, let's play ball. 11% said no, it's too dangerous. And 12% said show me the results. And 12% are on the fence. I think if you were to see Clay Travis or Darren Rovell run a similar tight poll, I think the results would be similar. Maybe not 77%, closer to, you know, 65, 70. But you would see the same types of results. There's not that many people who don't think they should play football. Okay. This is becoming an issue across the country. This is becoming a deal. And because of that, because of this, the Big Ten making this decision, Big Ten's Commissioner Kevin Warren saying, not answering the question when asked about his son who's playing in the SEC. Will he play this year? Wouldn't answer. The athletic directors, the school presidents going out saying, well, you know, I don't think there was a vote to decide on whether we were going to play football. You know, so there's been a lot that's gone down. There's been a lot in this time frame that's been very confusing for a lot of people. across the board. This is everybody. And because of that, these kids are suffering as a result, and not properly able to advance their careers. And I think that is the issue that we all should be having, is that the players shouldn't be able to make the decision whether they play or whether they don't. You know, it shouldn't be taken from them. We've talked about it on the show a lot, because it's something that is going on that is very important for a lot of people. This impacts more than just college football. This impacts all of college sports. You know, so all the jobs, all the scholarships, everything that is given out. That's going to start downsizing. That is going to start significantly downsizing. And that's the problem that we kind of have with all of this. Anyways, so that's pretty much where we are on the Big Ten at the moment. Is there a chance that they do reinstate the season this fall? And this is something Bill King, the king of college football, literally, if you don't know who Bill King is, Bill King started 24/7 college football, basically. Not the website, but the idea that we can talk about college football all year long. Bill King is essentially the person who started that. Was on Sirius XM for a while. Several years. Now he has a radio show in Nashville that he continues to do, the Bill King Show, which he continues to cover college football. He was talking specifically about this yesterday and saying that he didn't think that there was enough pull. Basically, it's going to come down to what Ohio State does. If Ohio State decides to play, the rest of the Big Ten will follow suit. And that's because Ohio State wouldn't be alone. Ohio State would just be the key voice that needs to come out. You've got Michigan trying to kind of push in a little bit. You've got Penn State pushing a little bit. And you've got Iowa and Nebraska pushing a lot. You know, Iowa and Nebraska are probably exploring options about leaving the Big Ten and playing in the Big 12, because they feel that upset about the way that this has been handled. And, you know, we talked about that on the show too. Now, Bill doesn't think that the Big 12 is progressively thinking enough to handle two more schools joining the conference. So if they were to join the conference, it would be pretty much on the schools to do that. They're not going to be pushed or prodded or anything. There's not going to be any pull. But Ohio State is the voice that needs to come out and say something. And the reason that is because they are the number one school in that conference. Hands down, most prestige. They get all the recruits. They are the school in the Big Ten. If they came out and joined those voices, almost everyone else would follow suit. Nobody stands up to Ohio State. And it wouldn't even be about standing up to Ohio State. It'd be like, oh, okay, well, if they're going to play, then we need to play. You might still have a few Rutgers and Northwestern, I think, that would push against it. And that's fine. I think you could play a season without them and not worry about it. I think that schools, you know, in their conference, if they want to opt out due to their region, they can do so. I think that should be allowed as well. Because you're not making the decision based on a conference which is scattered across a region. You know, like the Big 12, for example, West Virginia is going to be different than Oklahoma. Vastly different. All right, so that's kind of the deal that we have going on here with the Big Ten. The chance of them coming back really depends on what Ohio State says. Ohio State does not have much pull right now in the administration. The president, it's a new school president. She doesn't really want anything to do with athletics. She's from Stanford, a big academic person. And a lot of times those academic people are not pro sports people most of the time. And, you know, we've talked about that on the show as well, too. And I think that's what the holdup is. These Ohio State coaches and players, they can push all they want for this. And I don't think they're going to get it. I think that's something that everyone is kind of starting to realize on the side of things. The Big Ten is the key domino that needs to fall in order for Big Ten football to come back. I doubt it happens. I think the chances are marginally slim, even with Justin Fields' petition. Fields has done an incredible job being a leader, stepping up, speaking for on behalf of the teammates, not just the teammates, but everyone else in that conference, other players. He and Trevor Lawrence have proved their leadership through all of this. They've been the vocal leaders. They've been the key voices that have spoken for the rest of college football. And it has been extraordinary to witness. Anyways, with that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got some other stuff to get into. The SEC schedule has dropped, and we're definitely going to talk about it. All right? Because there are some good things to get into on that. Let's also talk about the teams in the NFL have been making some moves as training camp has started. A bunch of players working out, notable names popping up with a bunch of interesting teams. We're going to get into that too. Coming up next on the John Vogel Show. Welcome back into the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. If you need to get all that info on Anchor and how to get started on your podcast, if that's something that you're looking to do, check out anchor.fm. They've got all the info regarding how you can get started, how they'll distribute your podcast, and how you'll begin to make money off your podcast immediately. So go to anchor.fm, check it out, and see what's going down. Now, a little bit of personal news. My college football content that I've provided will no longer be on my website, johnvogel.football. That will no longer be posted there. I've accepted a contributing gig. It's with Fansided at the Saturday Blitz, which is a general college football website, as a paid contributor. I will be posting my college football stuff there from now on. It will be published over there. I've got a great story that I want to kick off my coverage over there with. Looking forward to meeting all the guys on the website, getting to work with them again, a team again, and putting out some really good content. So, the Saturday Blitz on the Fansided Network. You can go there, check out, start seeing my content there. There should be another announcement similar coming forth here soon. We'll get into that, though, when the time comes. But just keep your eyes out on for that. So, let's talk about the SEC schedule. The SEC schedule dropped yesterday. Thank God. We needed it badly. On the SEC network, I think it's 6 o'clock last night. They had dropped the first week a little bit early. It was clear that they were just kind of easing into it. There was only one really good game that I saw week one, and that was Tennessee and South Carolina. That should be very competitive, and it should be a lot of fun to watch. South Carolina's got, you know, the couple of corners that we've talked about, Israel Mukamamu and J.C. Horn. Exciting, exciting NFL prospects. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Now, the schedule starts on the 26th of September. Each team has one bye week, and they are looking to finish. Their final week would be December 5th. Now, there shouldn't be any special games, no games like on weird days. It's all going to be Saturday football. The bye weeks are all within a 3-week span, and then outside of that, everyone else is playing. There's a weekend between the last week and the SEC championship game. And this is assuming that this is played. Good stuff to start with. So, obviously, we talked about Tennessee and South Carolina kind of being the only game. Tennessee will be the home team for that game. It is according to the schedule. South Carolina will be the home team. Let's see. Trying to remember where the other good ones were. Alabama and LSU, obviously. Everybody's excited about that. Alabama gets Georgia at home. LSU on the road. Auburn, the traditional weekend, last week in November. Tennessee on the fourth Saturday. So they kept a lot of the traditional nuances, which was good, I thought, with the in-conference type stuff. Georgia is going to have a brutal schedule. They've got Auburn at home, Alabama on the road, Florida and Jacksonville. Those are some tough games for them. Now, I think the one big takeaway was Mike Leach, as great a coach as he is going to have his hands full year one of Mississippi State. He's got to start the season off on the road against LSU. He's got A&M, and he's got Alabama on the road. Auburn at home, Georgia on the road. It is brutal, absolutely brutal for Mississippi State this year. If there was any team that lucked out, I think it was Tennessee. Yeah, they got Georgia on the road and Alabama at home, but outside of that, not too much of a challenge. They got A&M at home. Georgia at home. No, I'm sorry. Georgia's on the road. No, I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry. A&M is at home, though. Auburn on the road. I think Tennessee can show improvement this year, I promise. So that's also good as well. But the SEC schedule, good stuff. As usual, we'll see how that plays out for the rest of everyone else. But good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Yesterday, there were a bunch of people that were working out with NFL teams that are free agents. There were lists that were floating around everywhere. I wanted to bring some attention to the Titans because they've got three quarterbacks on the roster right now. They've got Ryan Tannehill. You got Logan Woodside, who was, he was a pretty good prospect out of Toledo a couple of years ago. And they've got the rookie, Cole McDonald, out of Hawaii, 7th-round pick. And Cole McDonald's got an arm, but extremely, extremely raw. Very raw prospect. They worked out two quarterbacks yesterday. DeShone Kizer, the former Cleveland Browns 2nd-round pick, played a little bit with the Oakland Raiders, came in and worked out. And that's notable. And also, Trevor Siemian worked out, the former Denver Broncos and New York Jets quarterback. This is interesting. This means that there is probably not a lot of confidence with the quarterback room that the Titans currently have. And nor should there be. Woodside is kind of, I'm not going to say a liability, but some people would view him as such. And that's kind of an issue, I think. McDonald's so raw, he's a third string quarterback. Somebody that you're going to want to probably put on the practice squad. He's not ready to step into an NFL game in the slightest. And I think that's what teams would be worried about. That's what the Titans would be worried about in this case with him. Those were, I think that was one of the more notable things that I saw yesterday, that it's interesting that the Titans don't feel comfortable with their backup situation behind Ryan Tannehill, which is important because Tannehill has injury history. It's not to be mean. He has. He stayed healthy last year. That's good. He also didn't play a full season. So you hope for the best, but you need to bring in somebody who can run that offense if he goes down. Kizer, I'm not too sure of. Same with Simeon. Simeon is shown to be a capable backup quarterback, but certainly nothing special. You know, so interesting situation there for the Tennessee Titans, I think. It's really sad to announce, but the news broke yesterday that Gerald McCoy, a veteran defensive tackle, now at the Dallas Cowboys, tore a quad muscle, I think, in practice yesterday. He is out for the year. Nick Chubb, Cleveland Browns running back, left the field with a concussion. Those were the two real key injury type things I saw. Here's the deal, guys. These players haven't had an offseason program. And I'm afraid that we're going to see a lot more of these season-ending injuries in training camp this year than we're accustomed to seeing. Okay? And people could say, oh, well, you know, there's no preseason, so there'll be less injuries. Not necessarily. There might be less, you know, minor injuries and such, but I think what you're going to start to see is a lot more of these season-ending injuries because there was no off-season program. You've kind of got a deal where these guys, I'm trying to think of a good way to put this. Yeah, they're working out. They're working out together. They're hanging out. But you had the NFLPA saying, don't work out together. And you had people, you know, slut-shaming people for working out. Tom Brady, specifically, this offseason. Working out with his teammates. Oh, how dare he? How inconsiderate. You know, so as the result of not practicing, not having that off-season work, that off-season, you know, routine, workout deal, you're going to see more of these injuries. And that's scary. I mean, we don't want to see that at all. But it's the truth. He will not be the first. He will not be the last. He's the first of many. It's going to be a brutal off-season, and I really hope that no one too big is injured during the offseason. But when you don't have an offseason program, I mean, just what do you expect? Anyways, that's about all the time we have on the show for the day. Thank you for tuning into the John Vogel Show. Go check out my website if you haven't already, johnvogel.football or johnvogelfootball.com. Keep up with the Sideline Blitz now on the Fan Sided Network. Keep up with my college stuff. We have a lot of fun stuff ahead of us, guys. Tomorrow will be halfway through the week, going toward the weekend. Sports are back in full motion. Football is working itself back. It's going to be fun, guys. We got things looking up. But stay positive. God love you all. Thank you for tuning in to the John Vogel Show.